B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They had three timeouts. It was 10-10. The last thing we were going to do was allow them to get the ball with three timeouts, especially with their quarterback and offensive speed, to go in there and score before half. Felt real good. 10-10, especially with us starting with the ball.
Kyle Shanahan last night explaining his decision just before halftime.
What a letdown.
Kyle Shanahan has blown two Super Bowls now. I mean, I guess he doesn't get full blame for the Falcons loss, but yeah. He gets a big part of it.
I bought the crap this weekend that he was spewing, and we're relaxed, we're taking it easy. You know, that dude wasn't relaxed. When things tightened up, he tightened up, and his quarterback tightened up. The other quarterback put the team on his back and made that coach look great. Stayed up all night with his trophy wife. This guy turtled. This guy's going to be a really, really good regular season coach. And sadly, probably his quarterback's going to be a really, really good regular season quarterback. And when the stage gets too big, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go conservative. God, they were in control of that game, dude. That last pick by Mahomes, that should have been ball game. Run your damn trap play. Run your stretch off thing. Run the dig route that you were hitting all damn day. Even Bourne was running dig routes you were hitting him on. Why did you go back to Deebo Samuel? Early in the game, you had it ready to go. That must have been in a 12-play freaking walkthrough that you went over and over with Dad. Yeah, even that response there would piss me off if I'm a 49ers fan. Yeah, we had three timeouts. Yet my GM is up in the box telling me to call timeout. Everybody was screaming timeout. I want Jimmy to turn it over.
I don't think it was about Jimmy turning it over.
I know your point on this, and you are right.
My point on this is, given the field position, given that they were at midfield, yeah, punting away, the field position plays a factor in the decision to not take the timeout. I think people should realize this.
So if you get it to 10, then you run it three times, and then you punt it away.
I'm going to tell you that if the San Francisco 49ers were looking at that situation, and they had the Chiefs back at the Chiefs 30, they're calling the timeout. I think they are. And if it's not at midfield and it's backed up in their own end, they're going to call the timeout before the punt. They didn't call the timeout before the punt because of where the ball was on the field. Because if you watched what happened on that punt, that ball should have been down at the one, but the Chiefs blew it.
Yeah, they did.
They got there and then they blew it.
Yeah, 13 screwed it up.
Yep. They were both there. They had two guys there ready to down that thing at the one. And they got there, and he tipped it right into the ground.
See, I thought the 49ers made good defensive adjustments at halftime, and they started to really get pressure on Mahomes taking over that game in that third quarter. Good offensive adjustments as far as the let's stick with the run. Let's get Mostert back in the game. Let's get him going. Or Mozart, whatever the hell his name was.
Right. So let's play that out, right? 1:53 was on the clock.
Yep.
If they call timeout, the punt, let's say it's down to 1:45-ish, and you get the ball at the one. And you got to go 99 yards for a touchdown, or you've got to go, let's say, 70 yards for a field goal.
You got $30 million quarterback. Let's go.
And now you're backed up in your own end. You want to be chucking the ball down there in your own end, given what you know about Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, that has to play a factor in this, too.
Well, he's good enough to throw that ball to Kelsey before to Kittle.
And some of that blame goes to Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo needs protection.
Jimmy,
he needs
yes.
a coach that's willing to protect him.
Jimmy
and Kyle Shanahan. I'll give Kyle Shanahan this. He's at least smart enough not to trust him.
I told Jim this on the way in. We're talking about it. And I said, the 49ers game plan, the way they approach it with Garoppolo, reminds me of being a young quarterback in the league where we had a running back, we had a fullback, we had Sam Gash, we had this, and we would run Curtis, we'd run play fake, bootleg, chip the tight end in a flat, high percentage throw just to get a young quarterback going. And then we run a little smash route. You'll run the pick. You're going to run a slant. We'll bang that slant on you. And then we'll go screen right. Then we'll run the double screen. Then we'll run play action and drag the tight end right to left. Little 7-yard thing. Rarely would we take shots. Rarely. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this isn't the developmental Chad Henne early stages of his career when he's in Miami. This is a guy you wanted. you traded for, second round pick, paid $27 million a year. Big, one of the richest contracts in quarterback's history. It's 10-10. You're in the biggest stage ever. You got all your timeouts. You held the Chiefs to 10 points. Let's go. Let's put some pressure on them here before the half. Garoppolo made a great throw to Kittle. That was his best throw of the day. They never went back to that. And why did Jimmy get happy feet? Never stepped into throws in the second half. I'm looking at it from behind, and his legs are split. And it's just thrown off the back foot. Why do you think you're getting some of those things knocked down? Why do you think Jones is able to get his hands up? Starts lowering at that arm level again. Yeah, you can do that when you get outside the pocket like Mahomes. Can't do that in the pocket. He pumps those feet, man. It's like, hey, Peyton did it his whole career too. That's so it's like a tick. It's a personal tick. Some guys need to move the feet. Some guys are just stone lead footed there and just sit there. You know? I know Jimmy can play. I feel bad because that's a mark on him. You're setting him up there. So remember Joe Montana did it. You know, hit John Taylor, same end zone, same stadium, same uniform, white jerseys. No, wasn't ready for it. Coach wasn't ready for it. Their quarterback wasn't ready for it.
If Jimmy G makes the throw there to Emmanuel Sanders late, he probably wins the game.
Got too excited
there. He had an opportunity to overcome all the stupidity.
And he had all the time in the world to step up in that pocket. He did, and he couldn't wait to get rid of it. Montana sit there, wait, a couple pats, whoosh, dime it. Jerry Rice, whoosh, right over the top.
And as much as Kyle Shanahan is getting criticized today for his answer about having the catch to Kittle, which was a good call, by the way. You have any issue with that call on Kittle before halftime? That was the right call.
It was the right call because of the second push.
Full extension of the arms twice. You're going to get called for it every time.
They're going to let you go. I think they'll let you go once because like you're both down there contact. You got one guy chasing. You got one quick push. But then there was a second extension he needed right before he put his hands out. I don't think he really needed it. I think he did enough push with the first one.
So that's what I'm saying. So yeah. San Francisco was willing to take the shot with 14 seconds left to play in the half because what they thought was – If they have the play and they get a deep pass down the field and they complete it, then all of a sudden you've got a situation where you can kick a field goal and come away with three. But there's very little time left so that if it is turned over, there's not going to be damage going the other way from KC. That's how they approached it. Now, is it you know, coaching afraid, coaching scared? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they were getting the ball out of the half.
Did you not think the Chiefs are going to start figuring some things out and
he
score? He wanted to give up
Kansas
the tie.
City going to the locker room with the lead and momentum at halftime. That's what he wanted to avoid.
I understand
and,
that.
And that is a team that has won all year. Yes, Jimmy Garoppolo has been there and has won games, but they've won because they've got a great defense. They've not won games because Jimmy Garoppolo has been a great quarterback. He's been good. But do you look at that team the way we look at Kansas City? Is that team wins because of their quarterback? Do you say that about San Francisco and this guy?
No.
Bad day for all the "we should have kept Jimmy G" people. Bad day for you folks.
Well, I mean, for two quarters, that thing was trending where he was going to be the MVP. On paper, it looked good from a functionality standpoint. He didn't screw up yet. He had touchdowns, a little chip shot now. Hell of a run by Juszczyk. Nice job getting it in there. Mahomes had two picks.
Whatever happened to big game Jimmy G?
I think you blew that one in.
That was a lie.
You blew that one in New Orleans. No, dude, he got in a shootout in New Orleans with Breeze. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was his best game of the year. And after that, things quieted down for him. Go back and look at that. That New Orleans win was a big one. Then they pulled back the reins on him. Like after that, you're thinking, "Holy geez, let's evolve." You know, everything they do. And I said this in the buildup for the 2 weeks prior to it. The impressive thing about them is they get Kittle open downfield like they did yesterday because everything's tight bunch, condensed, two tights, true fullback. Did you ever see Jimmy in a gun empty? No, they don't do that. It's you keep five or six in to protect him. A kid needs a pocket.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Let's get back to your calls coming up next on the Red Sox items that are floating around today. The Super Bowl, obviously all the Brady news. that hit yesterday as well. We'll do all this with you. Come
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all.
Pete's in Pittsfield. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, I'm talking about the Mookie Betts trade.
Okay.
And they can only make that trade if they can unload Price. Because it only makes sense if you get under that, $208 million cap.
Yeah.
If you stay above that cap, you're still in the same position. You can't make any signings. You're in jail. So if you
it's
gonna be exciting.
Don't
here.
Mischaracterize what that means. You're not in jail. You can sign whoever you want. You just have to pay a higher tax.
It's almost like twice. I believe with the new rules, right? When you're over the cap for consecutive years or something,
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot. It's like almost signing a guy. If you sign a guy for $30 million, it's almost signing them for like $60 million. So if they have to, get out of this position. Their minor league system is what it is. They have to do something. But I agree with you, though. If they can't get under the cap, there's no sense of trading Mookie. You might as well just ride out the year, hope maybe that Mookie has a big year, because he's going to go to the market.
So he gets more?
Right?
I mean, I hope he would have a successful year, and he wouldn't have a massive year. Okay. That would hurt his dollar value.
The rates are this. You're over for the first time, you pay 20%. You're over for the second straight year, you pay 30%. If it's 3 years or more, it's 50%.
Oh.
It's not dollar for dollar. It never gets to that point.
And it's on the overage. It's not on the total money.
Right.
So, yeah.
There's also additional thresholds where if you exceed it by certain dollar amounts, it's like $10 million, $40 million. There's like a scale where you then pay like additional penalties. Yeah. So
were they over the... were they over the luxury tax threshold last year?
Yes, they were.
So this would be a second straight year.
I'd have to look and see how many years it's been now.
Okay.
They want to get back under and reset.
Okay.
Is what they want to do. They want to save some money. I'm not going to pretend like they're in jail.
Right.
They're not allowed to do anything.
But let's say it was the second straight year and they went over by $30 million.
Let's just get to the caller's point, though. Is it a good move to move Mookie because someone wants David Price? Like, does that make sense?
No. I mean, we're talking about the Boston freaking Red Sox.
If you said to me, hold on.
This feels like Tampa. This feels like this is going to become Tampa.
If you told me they wanted Chris Sale, now I'd be maybe a little bit more agreeable. I'd say, all right, well, that's going to...
Why do you want our best pitcher?
That's going to put you in a much better position financially long term.
Hardy's right. He's your best pitcher right now. Like, David Price, your best pitcher.
And he doesn't have a million years left on his deal.
You're, like, already through the grunt of it. And you've got a championship under your belt. He's your best pitcher. You mentioned this. I thought, okay, this is like them taking on Price, and we'll take his contract.
Yeah. No, they want they're not taking Price and allowing you to unload him. They want the Red Sox to then also pay for part of the deal, pick up part of the salary.
Yeah, sit and spin, pal.
David Price has 3 years remaining on his deal.
So you could get down to spring training, still not have a manager, not have Mookie Betts, and maybe not potentially have David Price. Wow. The truck will get there, though. Truck day today, guys. Big sign on the side, JetBlue.
That's exciting.
Brought to you by JetBlue. Well, why wouldn't you fly everything down? Put it on a plane. It's JetBlue.
I just want to tell everyone that Chris Sale's new contract, 5 years at 145, starts this season. Yeah. It starts now.
There you go.
5 and 145. Now, if they'd said, hey, we want Mookie, and we'll take Chris Sale at 5 and 145, oh, well, wait a minute. Now you've got something.
And forgive me if I don't feel all that bad for the Red Sox. Let's say this is their second straight year, and the threshold is at $208 million for 2020. And if they go over by, call it $20 million, right? You have to pay 30% on that $20 million. A quick math, what is that? 30% of 20 is about $6 million, something like that?
Yeah.
You've already spent $208. You're afraid of spending another $6 million on top of that?
It's a lot of money.
Luxury tax money?
Yeah. You're printing it down there.
In addition to the amount that you went over, I get it, but you're getting something for those services, your penalty. Yeah, it sucks. $6 million. Okay. It's not my money, and there's no one says you can't do it. That's you can do that.
The Red Sox exceeded the CBT in 2018 and 2019.
Ooh, so now they're up to 50%.
So this would be the 3 time, which means they'd be in the 50% range. They would have to pay a 50% competitive balance tax if they exceed the threshold by $20 million or less this season. They would get hit with a 62% rate. If it's for the next $20 million, it's not an easy thing. This is why I hate talking about it, because it's not a great easy thing to explain.
No, I think it's just whatever. I get it.
The only way that they would go up to that absurd level is they'd be paying 95% once they go over the $40 million threshold. So they could be $39 million over it and not yet go into that compounded 95% interest rate thing.
But they could spend an extra $20 million and have a total salary of $228 million, and it would only be a $10 million only.
Bingo.
It'd be a $10 million penalty.
Yep. So if their payroll went to 228, what you just described, that's $10 million more they'd owe. We're not talking a lot of money.
Not a bit acceptable that they would be raising ticket prices.
I guess
easy for us to say. But keep in mind, you're getting value for that $228 million.
And you wouldn't have a problem paying
Hardy,
more
that's
of a ticket.
That's less than a 5% tax.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you wouldn't bitch if they would keep
Shut
these
up.
Type of players around.
Pay your tax.
Yep. You better slash ticket prices if you get rid of these
especially
guys.
When in the same respect, if you take Will Myers back in a trade with the Padres, which has been rumored, you're paying him out $20 million, even though he only counts 13 against the cap. So you're paying a tax on Will Myers anyways if you were to take him back in a deal.
Will Myers tax.
Mm-hmm. That's pathetic.
In essence, that's a tax. You're paying that money. You're paying the $20 million, but you're only counting 14.
That, my friends, is an upgrade. That is Heim Bloom's 12 steps to being the Tampa Bay Rays in a nutshell right there. No, make sure you get Will Myers back in that deal too. Oh, shoot me. This team's going to suck, aren't they? Kevin and Alston, what do you got on the Red Sox?
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, are you in Alston?
What do you got?
Yes, listen, I want to make a petition right now for the community of all of Boston, all of Massachusetts, all in New England to start a petition to get rid of John Henry, ask him to sell the team before he makes this trade. We are going to go back through a period of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I don't know if you guys remember, but those were disappointing times.
Sorry, guy's a good owner.
Yeah, I don't want him to sell the team. I just want him to keep. I want him to be consistent.
Rid of John Henry.
He's always spent his money.
Yep.
Always. He's been very good to us.
He's upgraded your park. He's put a good product out. He's brought championships here.
No,
now,
I don't want
what's
him to
unacceptable,
sell. I want him to keep spending.
The dips. You know, it's a freaking roller coaster you ride on with him. It's up or it's like bottom. One or the other. It's trending.
I want him to also stop contradicting himself, saying that, we never said anything about that. Text. Hardy does a better
electronic
voice.
Electronic email.
And then saying, you know, it's a media narrative. And then you look at his quotes, what the man himself has said now on multiple occasions about slashing payroll. It's unbelievable.
You trade him.
Yeah, no, trade him. Trade him, sure. Why not? Michael in New Hampshire. Michael.
Hey, guys. I just want to talk about Mookie Betts. If Mookie Betts gets traded from the Boston Red Sox, I don't see them getting anywhere. Like anytime soon, I think we should like focus more on like a trade in the possible deadline more than like trade away one of our best players like Mookie. He's like a one of a kind generational talent, you know.
I would agree with that. I would agree. He's very talented. I don't know if you know once in a generation. That's a little strong.
A little much.
It's a little strong, but he's a very talented player, and the team will be worse without him. Those are the points I will agree with. He is a guy who makes your team a lot better. And when you offer him 10 at $29 or $30 million a year, you know, some of that fuzzy numbers there on that. And he counters. The fact that he countered to me is something that should be taken as progress. Has he countered at any other point to our knowledge?
No. I mean, how do you feel it's going right now? Like, it feels to me like 90% he's gone based on who's reporting this stuff, how it's getting to the advanced stages of talks with the Dodgers.
If Mookie
Betts, you're past a certain stage,
goes out and has one of his MVP caliber years, right? Do you think he could get the offer that he countered with?
Yeah.
I think he could too.
Yeah.
And that's why he's putting it out there.
Yeah.
So I don't think his number is as unreasonable as some people immediately think it is. I think he's saying, yeah, I'll stay, but you've got to pay me what my max is. So that might be a little unreasonable.
It's the reason why his arbitration hit the number it did.
But shouldn't the Red Sox try and find a way to meet in the middle?
Unless you're giving
isn't that what he's doing? I mean, isn't he sending a message there? Like, hey, here's, you've got your number. For the first time, first time to our knowledge, he counters. Why wouldn't you then say, okay, wait, this is something here?
You know what I'm feeling?
He's saying, here's my number, here's your number. Let's split the difference and see if he takes that.
The former GM, Dave Dombrowski, Dumbo, you know, he likes big names. He likes superstars. He'll go out and trade for one.
He likes power pitchers and power bats. That's what
I think he would have signed this guy. I feel like he would have done, he would have probably tried to screw up.
He does enjoy the star element of
something. He likes the star. He's a star bleeper. Like, he would probably want to sign this guy. They probably want to move in a different direction. And this guy's probably been given a command. Do what you got to do. You know, make us competitive. Make us a fun team to watch.
I see some football calls waiting. Okay. We will get to that coming up next, including N'Keal Harry last night. I say N'Keal Harry because we saw yet another rookie receiver doing big things.
That dude can ball.
Yes, one of many rookies in the NFL who contributed to their teams this season. We'll get back at it with you next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've been good. We've been to the left. Hey. You left. I think Andy Reid was playing this in his hotel last night.
Yeah, you can grab it. Yeah, they're whipping. We've been good.
Give me a cheeseburger. Let me take a bite. Mm. Hey, how about those cheese? Is Maz bringing his Garoppolo helmet in today?
I hope so.
Jimmy, is he bringing his Garoppolo helmet with his shirt? No, we're going to burn it in the parking lot.
What did you think of Deebo Samuel last night?
Kid's got attitude.
He can play a little bit.
He's got swagger. Now, when I've seen Harry, when he's had the ball in his hand, too, and on some blocks, had that same type of swagger, too. So, I mean, I have seen that you see those flashes from Harry, but we haven't seen it on a consistent basis. This kid didn't look like the stage was too big for him. I thought that ball, where, again, Aikman, it's a really good throw. No, the ball was thrown behind him on the back shoulder. Caught the slant. Still almost got his head taken off by a honey badger. Still picking up the first down. This kid can play. He's the guy that came here that thought, boy, he fell in love with this place, and Bill fell in love with him to the point where he's walking out of this draft business. I'll see y'all in April. Coming here. Coming to New England. That guy wanted to come here. Yeah.
Rushing record for Deebo last night.
I mean, we've handed it to Harry on jet sweeps where it's worked. Right?
Super Bowl record.
This kid's kid. He's got different speed. Harry's got, here's what I'd say. Harry has power. Sort of that explosive type power. You know what I'm saying? Where this kid's got that, he's got the ability to jet a little bit. More of that, you know, God-given speed. Like Harry gets to the point by lifting weights and that and, you know, working on, you know, just explosion, lowering that shoulder. It's like he's just a strong kid.
Well, so is Deebo.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. Feels like this kid's quicker.
Debo's just a badass.
Gamer. Street baller. Let's go.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting
attitude.
It.
Attitude. He plays with attitude.
I just think that he's inevitably going to be linked to N'Keal Harry through the draft class.
That's fair.
And through where he was taken. Mm-hmm. And he had 81 catches and 800 yards. Oh, no. What was the number? Hold on.
8 touchdowns, you're saying.
No.
It's like a sense of urgency about him when he gets the ball or when he's doing his running his route.
57 catches. He had over 800 yards receiving this year. 57 catches. For a rookie, that's pretty good.
See, I know he's good, though, but then we've seen it all year. I get frustrated when I see, like, that number 84, Bourne, step up and make plays. Like, we don't.
Like, where'd this guy come from?
We don't have guys like that. Come on, Dorsett. One time on a freaking dig route, you know? Sanu, down the seam, one time. Let's go. You know, and I keep going back to what Charlie Weiss told us last week, and with some intimate knowledge there. His kid was there in Atlanta. So it was a good piece.
Yeah, but you keep telling me that's because of the trickle-down effect of the other guys. Like, they have to cover Kittle, they have to cover Sanders, and then the trickle-down effect to the other guys, right?
No, they got
to
cover Julio Jones. I mean, everybody else, you know? They got Coleman, Tevin Coleman. They got guys that come out of the backfield. What do we, you know?
Is that why a guy like Bourne's making a play, though? Because they have all those other guys they have to cover.
No, I saw Bourne improvise last night where, again, he read zone and he's running a slant. So he stopped running a slant, peeled back outside. Jimmy found him because Jimmy finally had time and he could set his feet.
There's a great Eric Edholm tweeted the 2nd and 5 when they threw the ball and got batted down by Chris Jones. If he just looked out into the flat, Deebo Samuel's
right
wide,
wide ass open right in front of the bench.
Nobody around him.
Right in front of the bench.
They have blockers downfield.
And it's predetermined. But Jimmy, again, it's that predetermined. We bring Samuel into the backfield. We send him in jet motion to the sideline because we're running double slants, and Jimmy's going to fake it, and we're going to stick that inside slant in. And he got batted down instead of looking to the flat where it's wide ass open, and he's standing on the sideline waiting on the ball. I mean, that's the stuff where you watch these other guys function in the league. You know, listen to what Frank Clark said after the game. Frank, you pay that guy $130 million? $27 million for that guy? It's all dink and dunk. Smoke and mirrors. Frank Clark's been in the league for a little bit. He knows how to get upfield, get after the quarterback. He knows which guys are in the pocket, which guys we fear to play against. And it's just not like he's not sliming the guy. I mean, yeah, he's just telling you, hey, this is the way we looked at it. Felt like we were getting dinked and dunked all day. Yeah, he didn't do anything. The hell did he do?
He's not
the big,
wrong.
The big one they hit was, you know, tight end had to push off
not
to
wrong.
Get separation. Ticky tack call, but it's there. I understand why they called it.
Brandon in Boston on Jimmy G. Brandon.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, guys. I just want to say it was a good, entertaining football game. Great Super Bowl, better than last year's. I just want to say that, and you guys are talking about Deebo. They needed more Deebo, actually. He played like a pro, not a rookie at all. But I want to talk about Jimmy G.
His phone is killing us. We can't hear him.
Can't do it.
I'll put it back on
hold. Call, Brandon. Hold on.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. We'll see if we can get you back on. Tim and Quincy. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, guys. Looking at the roster, Brady's just not going to come back here for $30 million and go through the same motion of teammates. Belichick has whiffed on the draft for about 9 years since Edelman and Gronk. Unless Gronk comes back or they get Emmanuel Sanders, why would Brady come back to this team?
Okay, that's fine. I'll accept that. Brady only wants to come back to a team that has improved. I get that. I don't get the part about he needs to feel loved and appreciated. And,
we're past that. Everyone's got to,
Okay,
they buried that. I mean, who's bigger than
bow down and kiss his rings.
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
That I get.
To show you, as they even tried to help him, was they went after Antonio Brown in week one because they knew how dire it was to bring him in. So it's not like they just totally didn't try to get him help. And you had Josh Gordon, too.
Speaking
of your damn phone, and maybe you're in that game.
Speaking of Gronk, Jesse and Groton. Jesse.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
What are you driving, to Tin Lizzie? I heard that ooga horn. The hell was that?
So, what's that?
Did you just say one of ooga horns?
Oh, I don't know. I heard that, too. I have no idea.
Okay. I heard that, too.
All right. Today's takeaways coming up next. Thank you.
He started it.
No, you're going to hear it. Go back and listen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today. That's a consult. Call them or go online to awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, quick story. I watched someone sneak into the Super Bowl last night. That was interesting. Dude hopped a fence, Hardy, from like a loading dock area right onto the ramp going up to the second and third level.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he not only snuck in, but he also cut himself open pretty badly in the process.
Oh,
it was quite interesting.
Oh. What do you do? Like, you remember in the Hangover when Alan cut his hand because they were going to be like blood brothers?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of wrap it up with just like some gauze. Yeah.
I don't know, but
you
man.
Think he bought a Super Bowl t-shirt.
He needed
it up?
To get medical. He needed to seek medical attention because the spiked fence ripped open his hand and also ripped open the back of his thigh right through his jeans.
Well, that was worth it, probably.
He got to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know how the hell he got to the loading
dock.
Well,
here's the problem.
I don't know how he got to the area he was in to be able to hop over the fence.
It makes no sense.
Onto the ramp. I don't know how the hell he did it.
It makes no sense because there's different points of entry where they scan you to even allow you to get to the
lot. So my thought is like he works there or something and had some level of access but didn't have the ability, I guess, to go to the game.
Maybe had enough knowledge as to what part of the fence
wearing,
you could hop.
He was wearing, yeah. He obviously knew the stadium well enough to know where to jump a fence. And he was wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey and hat. And he got in, dude. Crazy.
Wow.
And you know, you always hear those stories? I'm like, wow.
How about the guy?
He didn't get caught,
My favorite one was the guy in New York that walked in, pretending he had the clipboard, one of those fake passes, just walk with people and act like you know where you're going.
There's
now,
like,
you have to scan it everywhere now. That's like
there's important stuff back there. I mean, the palm of the hand is one thing, but the back of the leg, you've got tendons and stuff back there.
It didn't look good.
Big arteries.
Didn't look good.
Right there. I'll show you where it is. Come here. Well, I'll show you where that femoral artery. Come here.
Got the good
Come here, big fella.
Yeah, it did not look good. All right, to the takeaways. What do we got?
First thing, we should just go back to that call from the last segment.
Okay. Speaking of Gronk, Jesse and Groton. Jesse.
Thank you. Aruga.
You know, it sounds like
that 1954
it sounds like
Ford?
The sound of the doors on a subway train or something.
Oh, boom.
Speaking of Gronk, Jesse and Groton. Jesse.
Next stop, Leachmere. Doors open on both sides.
Boop, boop. Or, you know, doorbell or something.
Peter was very upset. Very upset.
Because we were trying to get one more call in.
Jim, give me old. Give me, come on, you can go with sound effects.
And
give
Zoe encourages the nonsense.
What? Not, what do you mean?
No, he doesn't.
Pete's in Pittsfield. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Who's the guy who called Zoe out a couple of weeks ago and told him stop doing that?
Yeah. I forget his name, but God bless him. Kevin and Alston, what do you got on the Red Sox?
Hey, this is Kevin.
Good calls today.
Great calls today. That's why I started
this is Kessel.
It's Kessel. Poor Brandon. His phone wasn't working.
I thought you said Arthur.
It's Oregon. Kevin. Talking to water.
Kevin and Alston.
All right, we'll keep going.
You want Andy Reid talk today?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, sure.
TikTok. He gets off.
That's good advice.
That's pretty good. He keeps it fresh.
That's right.
Keeps it alive. Is he on top or bottom? He's a big guy. I mean, what are you laughing at, Louth?
I don't know. Why don't you spell it out? What do you mean exactly?
He could crush someone. That's all I'm saying. If Andy fell on you, that's all.
Finally.
Say you tripped and you fell over a couch and Andy tripped too and fell on you. You know what I'm saying, right?
Boy. There's no gentle missionary in the Reed hotel room last night. There may have been missionary, but it was...
It was a good time. We locked the door.
Violent.
You got a big double cheeseburger.
Painful. Dangerous.
Wife locked the
dangerous
door.
Dangerous missionary going on.
Boy.
17-17.
Living on the
edge. Yep.
Cracked that door at 45 last night.
Nice. You think their room had a balcony?
They got room smell like this morning.
Because I think they should air it out.
I'll tell you exactly what that room
liquor,
smelled like this morning.
Liquor, post-game cigar.
No, cheeseburgers and fear.
And what was it like to get with Tammy after the game?
Yeah, that was great. I've been getting with her for a while.
You know, we didn't talk enough about this. How that question was phrased. Like,
that was great to get
how did it feel to see your wife after winning?
Yeah.
What did you say to your wife after winning?
The wife that's been
what did your wife say to you to congratulate you?
14 years. Your wife's been with you for all these ups and downs. And finally
what does this mean to you and your family? What does your family, you know, what's this mean to them? Instead, he says.
And what was it like to get with Tammy after
what was
the game?
It like to get with Tammy?
Get with her.
And by coach, if I may please, what I mean by that is, ba-boom, ba-boom. What was it? How was the coitus post-game, coach?
The laughter in this clip is unbelievable, too.
Yeah, that was great. I've been getting with her for about 40 years now, so every day is a special day. I'm telling you. I call her my girlfriend for that reason, Bahe, so you never lose interest if you do that, right? You guys out there, I'm your girlfriend. You always do special things for them. So it was, I appreciate that.
It's the same advice Zoe always gives people, too. Just keep calling it your fresh, girlfriend. Man. Keep it fresh.
If it ain't new, it's through. It's Chris Rock.
iParty.
What? iParty? What, the costumes? Canning costumes?
Speaking of hotels, we had the hotel conversation from earlier.
Oh, okay. Yep. Good one. It does not appear that this story that was on the cover of this magazine, Giselle Dumps Tom, that does not appear to be true given the photos from Miami Beach this past week. Ugh. They seem to be getting along just fine. So
someone that they were swimming with the kids in the pool, the hotel pool, in front of everybody.
Not divorced. Oh. Not divorced.
Well, maybe they had two rooms. You don't know.
They may have had two rooms.
Yeah.
They may have had two beds. Like Hardy and I had two beds in our hotel room
in
Miami Beach, and you had one bed. You had a very large, comfortable bed, and we had two smaller, not-so-comfortable beds.
Nice bed. Real nice bed.
I know. I went in. I went to your room, and you were like, come check it out. I said, well, I got to know, because you're making this claim about how great your bed is.
I'm so
and you're like, come to my room. You got to check it out. And I did, and it was great. It was everything you said it was. It was everything you promised it would be.
Jesus.
Heavenly, comfortable, large, sexual.
Yeah, it was good about those beds,
Zoe
too.
Zoe wouldn't shut up about
pillows,
it. He talked about the bed for days.
Normally, I got
to
stick
I was like, I'm going to lay on the bed.
Normally, the pillows collapse to the point where you got to put four of them together.
Yeah.
Like, they were perfect.
Let's say what it is. He talked you into bed.
He did. Heavenly. Comfortable.
Catching my
large.
Arm.
Large.
Just breathe in a napkin, big boy. Take a deep breath. You won't remember anything.
That's so sweet.
I'm so sweet.
Oh, that's good. Good job, Jim.
Oh, boy. Hey, I don't see Maz doesn't have his shirt or his helmet.
No, where's the Jimmy G helmet and jersey?
This is great. He's getting accosted out.
Facebook Marketplace. That's where you can find that today.
Brady didn't play in the Super Bowl last night, but he won something.
Hey, Maz, check down.
Check Craigslist Metro West for some Jimmy Garoppolo gear. You get a good deal on it today.
Best throw of the night was a Kittle. Best throw of the night.
All right, we're back at it tomorrow at 10, and life after football begins.
We'll have a summary of truck day and all that.
Where the truck what?
We'll track the truck.
We'll track the truck.
Yeah. Truck tracker.
Where's Dan Roach? Yeah.
All of that. Yeah, we're back tomorrow at 10. Have a great rest of your day. Felger Mazur next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Garoppolo, down 11. Second and 10 at his own 25. Takes the snap. Here comes Suggs on the rush. They throw it deep middle, and the pass will be intercepted! It's intercepted! Kansas City, you've got a champion! Kendall Fuller seals the deal, and the Honey Badger takes a victory lap. At 57 seconds to go in Super Bowl 54, the Chiefs have completed what has been a remarkable season of resilience, of teamwork, and of laser focus.
And there it is, final call last night, Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Jimmy Garoppolo throws his second of two interceptions. And Garoppolo and the Niners collapse in the fourth quarter. Kansas City claims the championship. We are here to discuss. It's a Reentry Monday. It's presented by East Boston Savings Bank. East Boston.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.